Thanks, Brother Jim. Good evening, brothers and sisters. People do refer to the occasion I appeared on TV normally because they were happy to turn me off, which you can't always do when I'm standing here in front of you. If you've come, I regret to say, for spiritual input this evening, I'm not sure you're in the right place. I'm ever so sorry, brothers and sisters, but I'm going to share with you a little bit about the life in the day of the office, which is the Christadelphian office at 404 Shaftmore Lane. And I share it with you because I've been there now for just over 2.5 years, and it's a wonderful place. It really is. It's a great privilege to work there with brothers and sisters. All our customers are brothers and sisters. Most of them are extremely polite. And we thoroughly enjoy working there, and we have a great time together. So I'm going to show you a few pictures, tell you one or two anecdotes, share with you some of our material. Hopefully by the end you'll be interested enough to go on our website and have a look and buy things from the Christadelphian office and all those good things. So here we are. That is the Christadelphian office at 404 Shaftmore Lane, Hall Green, Birmingham. Raise your hand, please, if you have set foot inside that building. Oh, good. Good. That's nice. I'm pleased you have. I enjoy working there. It was once a leafy suburb, apparently. It's not quite a leafy suburb anymore, but it's still very nice. I used to work in the City of London once upon a time, and you could stand on the doorstep of our offices in the centre of London, and you could choose several dry cleaners this way or several coffee shops that way. You stand on the doorstep of Hall Green, and you can go that way for halal meat or that way for halal meat, but you can't really find a nice coffee shop in the area. And I was appointed in the summer of 2011, although I didn't start in post until December that year. I had to serve my notice, and I arrived at the office. And I found that the editor's office had been prepared for me. And there's a picture of the inside of the editor's office as it is today. It wasn't quite like that when I arrived. But that's the editor's office today. The bookcase in the corner has got a full set of Christadelphian magazines, which the collection was started by Brother C.C. Walker. And it's a full set of Christadelphian magazines, and we keep adding to it. And that's tucked away in the corner there. And on the other wall there, you can just see the bookcases. You can see one or two pictures on the wall there. Brother John Thomas' portrait hangs in the editor's office. And some had thought it appropriate that the editor's office should be stocked with appropriate books. So when I arrived, my bookcase was stocked with appropriate reading material, and I was very pleased to receive that. I shan't tell you who it was who stocked that room, will I take? But it was... I was very pleased that it was stocked with appropriate reading material. I was sharing this story with the brothers and sisters of Bracknell Ecclesia. Susan and I had to leave Bracknell Ecclesia when we moved to Birmingham. And the brothers and sisters at Bracknell thought we could help Andrew and Susan with their reading material. And they did. The first book they got for us was a book on household crafts, because they thought in our new reduced and straitened circumstances, Susan would have to turn a hand to mending and making do with all sorts of bits and pieces. So we now live very frugally, I'm sure you'll appreciate. I was given this book, Critical Success Factors for New Leaders at All Levels, the first 90 days, and I kid you not, that was given me on day 87. Boy, did we have a busy week. I was also given this. You won't know what GCSEs are, but they're exams that 16-year-olds take in the UK, and I was given some revision guides on religious studies just to help bring me up to speed for the new work that I was taking on at the Christadelphian office. And last but by no means least, I was given this wonderful benchmark book by Charles Northcote Parkinson on the Law and the Prophets, which is actually a book printed in 1974 about corporate taxation, but they bought it for the title, and I'm sure you'll see. So I left some brothers and sisters, Susan and I left some brothers and sisters in Bracknell who had a good sense of humour, and we were sorry to lose their company. That was in the days when we had friends. Susan still has friends. And we moved to Birmingham, and we assumed our work in the Christadelphian office, which we were very pleased to do. It was rather a tired place. We've been in the premises now for 51 years, and understandably, not a lot of money had been spent on it. I can see why. You know, this is the Brotherhood's money. We don't want to waste money. But it was a little bit tired. It really needed decorating. It really needed smartening up. The PCs that were used on the ground floor were so old that, I kid you not, if one of the people decided they would run a report on our Sage software, all the PCs on the ground floor ground to a halt for 15 minutes and the staff sat there not knowing what to do. So I thought we could improve one or two things like that. So with the blessing of the trustees, we've been able to sort one or two things out, which we were quite happy to do. So there's our offices on the top left-hand corner at Shaftmore Lane. They are very pleasant offices, I have to say. The actual office itself are the three top windows on the left-hand side. And you can just see the top of the front door. It's those two floors on the left-hand side. The two windows, or the four windows that you can see on the right-hand side, are actually two apartments which the office owns, and we have brothers and sisters who lodge in there. So we have a little bit of property management as well, and we have tenants next door. That was part of the planning consent, actually. We had to have some dwelling accommodation in the building. Prior to that, we occupied 21 Hendon Road. Anybody here been in 21 Hendon Road? That's a lot of years ago. It would have to be pre-1963. No? Okay. That was C.C. Walker's house. You may know that. When C.C. Walker became editor in 1898, there were no fixed premises for the Christadelphian. He said, well, we'll move it into my front room for a few months whilst we work out where we'll go. And they remained in his front room for the next 65 years whilst we worked out where to go. And by the time the office had finished its days there, it was no longer a domestic dwelling. The office had expanded, and the house, for it was a house, was suffering wear and tear because it was housing tons and tons of books. And I think it was showing signs of strain. The house itself actually was designed by Brother Henry Sully of Ezekiel Temple's fame. He was an architect, of course, and a friend of C.C. Walker. So Brother C.C. Walker, who was a man of means, arranged for Brother Sully to draft a house for him and build a house. Brother C.C. Walker, being a man of means, lived in Norfolk, which is a lovely part of the country in the UK. I know he was in Australia for a while, wasn't he? But as a 14-year-old boy, he had to come from Norfolk, lovely country area, to Birmingham to visit a gunsmith, for that's what brethren visited in those days. And he visited this gunsmith in Birmingham with his father and commented that, wasn't Birmingham a dreadful place, and please don't ever bring me here again, father. Not knowing that he would live there for over 40 years as editor of the Christadelphian. We took a strategic decision to change our printing arrangements. We had been printing the Christadelphian magazine in-house for a good number of years, and it was difficult. It was done on a black and white press, which is there on the left-hand side, which was a mighty piece of equipment in its day, a Heidelberg press. Heidelberg is still very much industry standard, leading-edge technology. Although the 33-year-old versions aren't leading-edge technology anymore. And it took us a long time. Brother Paul Wasson, who was our printer, would have to put through all the sheets on one way. It would print two pages at a time, and then he would turn them all over and put them all the way through again. And it took him nearly 2 weeks to get all the pages of the magazine through at one time. If we wanted to do colour, well, he started with a blank piece of paper, and he put a plate on there, and he put red ink in, and he put all the paper through for red, and then he had to wash the printer down and put the blue ink in and pass all the paper straight through again, putting the blue on, and he had to do this four times. And it took us two days just to print the covers of the magazine. The covers have been colour for a while. And we realised that this was very old-fashioned. So we had to work out what we're going to do. And we considered investing in up-to-date printing equipment. That was quite a big thing to consider, really. And that investment would soon go out of date. You know, once you're trying to keep up to date, then you're forever having to invest and reinvest. So we decided that we would leave printers to keep up to date, and we would source an external printer to do our printing of the magazine. And we do that, and it works extremely well. You now enjoy a full-colour Christadelphian magazine as a consequence. That left us with pieces of industrial equipment to try and sell. And no one tells you this when they say you're going to be the editor of the Christadelphian office, and trustees wisely sit round the table and say, "Yes, Andrew, I think we ought to stop printing. We're now going to, what should I do with the equipment? Oh, yes, I think we should sell the printing equipment." Well, how do you sell printing equipment? Now, I used to work in a bank. I've no idea how you sell printing equipment. So one coffee time, we're all sat there, the staff, eight of us, sat there saying, "Does anybody know how to sell printing equipment?" No one knows. Anyway, we set about trying to work out how to sell printing equipment. We found a company to take the press. I think that's in India somewhere now. The piece of equipment on the top right-hand of your picture was the collator. That was a wonderful piece of equipment. All these individual pages sat in great big stacks at the end, and they were all sucked through and put together in the right order, and then stapled in the middle, and then folded in half and trimmed, and a magazine came out at the other end. And it used to do 600 copies an hour. A wonderful piece of equipment. And we managed to find someone to buy that. And then at the bottom right is our industrial guillotine. And any of you seen an industrial guillotine at all? Have you ever? Yeah, they're fearsome pieces of equipment. That would cut through a full stack of paper, no trouble at all. This guard comes down, and then a blade comes down and slices right through, no trouble at all. Take your arm off, no difficulty. And of course, as a precaution, you can just see in the bottom right-hand corner next to the wheel, there, the small wheel, you can see a button, and that button operated the blade. You had to press it like this, but it would only work if you pressed this button over here at the same time. There were two buttons. Okay, the idea being that your arm couldn't be in the way. That was the principle. We used to show visitors around the office, and we used to demonstrate this, because this was a groovy piece of equipment. We used to like to show this to folk. And there was even a laser down the front, and if anything happened to break that laser beam, then the whole thing shut down and you couldn't use it. And Brother Paul, I've mentioned his name already, Brother Paul, who is a great brother, he used to love to demonstrate this. He used to say, "Look, you have to press this button, and you have to press this button, and if anything breaks it like this, it'll stop." No, Paul, don't do that. It might not go right. So we had quite a bit of fun in the back, and we sold the guillotine. As I say, none of us have got any idea where to sell this kind of equipment, but the local Greyhound racing stadium needed a guillotine. Okay, I'll sell it to the local Greyhound racing stadium. They had a little printing press on site, and they used to produce programs and betting slips, and I'm not sure, so some of you have much higher standard than me would say, "I'm not sure I want to sell it to the Greyhound Stadium." Well, I did. They offered the price, and I sold it there. And just once a month, you know, once a month, we still needed a little bit of guillotining doing. And our friend Richard at the Hall Green Greyhound Racing Stadium, for that was his name, used to say, "Well, bring it to me. I've got your guillotine. I'll do your cutting for you." This caused some anxiety. I was trying to persuade Brother Roger Long, when he goes to the bank on Thursday to make the deposit, he could call in at the Greyhound Racing Stadium on the way back, get the guillotine in, and then return to the office. We thought that through, and we decided that might not look too good. if people were following Brother Roger and watching him do that. And of course, once this came out, all sorts of emails were arriving. Dear Brother Andrew, we think it would be a good idea if on the back pages of your magazine you could include some racing tips for the 7:30 on Wednesday. How about a results page of the local? Is there opportunity for corporate hospitality at the Hall Green Greyhound Racing Stadium? Yeah, we didn't do any of that, brothers and sisters. We sold the guillotine. We do not even go to the Greyhound Racing Stadium to have our paper trimmed anymore. But we have a lot of fun at the office, and that's now all gone. And of course, with the equipment disappearing, that created quite a bit of floor space for us. And we decided that we could start to upgrade the facilities at the office for good customers like yourselves. So we did. And the picture on the top left is some renovation work going on. And then at the bottom right, that's a new office that has been created in the back of the building. It used to be a dirty old print corner with printer's ink all over the place, and it was very factory-like. And we've now kitted out a new office, and that is the room where our customer service and sales team sit. That's where they receive your orders, that's where they download your orders from the internet, and that's where they pack and dispatch your orders from that very room. Those of you who will be receiving any day now your August edition of the magazine, it will be going from that room. We have a team of volunteers who come in to help us. So we are upgrading the facilities, and they are much more modern and appropriate for the work we're asking our staff to do. We've also, having built this office and moved our dispatch operation into the back of the building, we've been able to invest in a new showroom at the front of the office. And that's a picture of the new showroom. It's actually progressed a little bit since then. But it's a lovely new facility, and we've got this new room, and it's dedicated completely to second-hand books. We have a lot of second-hand books, which we're pleased to offer for sale to brothers and sisters. And the firm that we had in to do this for us is a firm that specialises in school libraries, actually. And that room has a lovely feel to it. Since that photograph was taken, a coffee table has appeared with those two easy chairs, and we put a flask on there. And we invite brothers and sisters to come and sit and drink coffee and read our books, and hopefully browsing turns to buying at some point and they take some books away with them. But we feel ever so blessed that this new room has been created. That's our latest addition to the building. So you can see we're trying to use the money wisely, we're trying to invest wisely. Just talking about finances, we are blessed, brothers and sisters, with pretty good cash balances. We're ever so grateful to our community who are generous in their donations, generous in their legacies. We have received money from the community, and we're very grateful for that. I don't make much profit. No, I don't make any profit, actually. I run at a loss, which is a bit of a shame. And I would ultimately like to try and get to a point where the office at least breaks even. I don't want to generate lots of profit, but I'd love to get to the stage where the office just about breaks even. But that might be difficult because some of the things we do do not generate any income at all. So we have staff, we have buildings, we have overheads, but some of the activities we undertake, which we're very happy to do because we see ourselves as a service provider to the community. All sorts of information is requested from us. All sorts of archival, historic information is requested from us. We try and provide that if we can, but that doesn't generate any money. So staff time can be consumed in that sort of work. But even so, we're very happy with our position. If you can do anything to buy our books or buy our magazines and help our profit and loss accounts, then I would be delighted about that. Those are some of our team. I'm sure you know Brother Roger Long. He travels widely in the service of the Brotherhood, very respected and highly regarded brother, and a first-class proofreader. He's excellent as an assistant. I wouldn't be without Roger. A very valuable companion in the office. I have a lot of time for the work Brother Roger does. He and I undertake the editorial work together. There's a picture in the middle there of our customer service and sales team. That's changing. We're adding to that. And Sister Linda on the left has just retired. We had a little evening celebration. We went for a meal together to celebrate Linda's retirement after 16 years service. And then the three brethren in the bottom right-hand corner are our design team. They do graphic design work, they lay out the magazine, they lay out our study guides, and they set the books that we produce from the office. And we're a happy bunch, you know. It's quite lovely that the hours of work are 8:45 in the morning until 5:00 at night. But they're hard workers. The building will be open. Someone will be there from 8:00 who's arriving to get on with their work. And someone will probably still be there at 6:00 at night. I'm not for one minute trying to present a stressful environment to you. It isn't like that at all. It's a very pleasant environment to work. We start at 8:45 officially with a prayer in my office. We all gather for a prayer. Isn't that nice to be able to do in an office, a working environment? We meet at 10:30 for coffee together, which is, again, a pleasant thing. But that'll be an occasion where we share information for the day, things that are going on, so that we all know who's working on what and what the priorities are of the moment. So a happy bunch. We do get vacancies from time to time. I advertise those vacancies in the Christadelphian office, in the Christadelphian magazine, and online and through our newsletter. If you see them, please apply. We get lots of applicants. We've just finished advertising and interviewing for a new position in the customer service and sales team. Had a good number of responses. So if any of you are thinking of working in the UK, look out for openings at the office. These are our principal magazines. Let me name and shame now. Who receives the Christadelphian magazine? Come on, be proud, stand tall. Nice, okay. Faith Alive. Have you heard of Faith Alive? Yeah, for our young people? Marvellous. Just delve in our goodie bag here. For those of you who haven't seen these, please come and have a look. We produce Faith Alive magazines for young people, and they are really good. I don't have a lot to do with this, I have to say. There's a brother Ed Carr who edits this. And we try to do it on themes. This one was very well received on the Holy Spirit. This one has just been done on commitment and baptism. And these are dead cheap. You know, please don't come and say you can't afford it. These are 75 pence each. That's all. So we're talking about $1.25. I know you're not that hard up here in the United States. So there's a copy of Faith Alive for you. And then, of course, we produce Christadelphian magazine. I've brought this one. This was the latest one that was physically in print when I left the office. And this was the one celebrating our 150th anniversary. And I think that's remarkable. I don't take any credit for this. I've only been there 2 years. 150 years. Through two world wars, through periods where paper was short. You know, you look on the bookshelf in my office and you see how the thickness of the editions around 1948 and 1949 were condensed because paper was so short. But every month, without fail, the Christadelphian magazine has been produced. This is the 1801st edition. And we had the opportunity to insert a little piece looking back over all those years. Brother Peter Hemingray here wrote a nice section in that. So please come and have a look at that. I think that's good value for money, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to tell you how much it is, though. So that's that. And if you want, of course, let's just see if we can do this. You can have the electronic version. Ooh, that's interesting, Andrew, I hear you say. The electronic version, there it is. And you don't have to pay any postage on this. I just email it to you, it arrives in your inbox. Those are all the staff who work there. That's the contents page. That's a rather dodgy editorial. That's our annual report that goes into this August issue on the things that we've done. Letters to there, all the good things that you will get in your printed edition are here online. And wherever you are in the world, on the 28th of the month, you would receive an email from us saying, here is your copy of the Christadelphian. You can download a version for your laptop or your PC. You can download a modified version for your mobile or tablet or handheld. All the varieties are there. It only comes in English, but it's good enough for you folk over here. No postage required. I'm offering two subscriptions to the electronic version for 12 months for those who care to bid in the auction. That's worth about $40. I'm rather hoping someone will pay $50 for it just to demonstrate that this is of good value. So have a look. You can have the electronic version of the magazine coming into your inbox. Of course, we do books. We do lots of books. We only produce about four new books a year, which isn't really pushing the boat out, I don't suppose. But we like to think we're producing books that are valued by the community. We're just about, in fact, arriving at the office this week is our latest study guide. If you've come across the study guides, they're very useful books. This one has been written by John Roberts and is on the book of Job, and I had the opportunity to go through that text in some detail, and Brother John has really nailed some of the issues in Job in a very simple, accessible way. I really do recommend it. I don't have one in here, but I have brought the last two books that have been produced by the office. The Temptations of Jesus by Brother Vic Orcott came out in March this year. And right at the beginning of the year, we had this book by Brother Sid Levett and Jeff Henstock, The Sign of His Coming. These are pretty typical of the kind of books we produce at the Christadelphian office. I've brought them so that you can look at them. And if you're not happy in the price that we charge for our books or the postage that you have to pay for these books, why not get the e-version? Oh, that sounds interesting, Andrew, I hear you say. We've been busy producing e-books. It's been easy to do for all the books that we've produced over the last 15 years. It's now getting a little more challenging to do this for older titles, because they all need scanning in, they all need running through OCR software, then you've got to proofread them all to make sure the OCR work has been done properly. But we have got lots of e-books available now, about 70 different titles that you can go online and download into your e-readers. Isn't that exciting? Including an electronic version of the Christadelphian hymn book, a words and music version or words only version. You choose, depending on how much you wish to spend. We were very keen to do an electronic version of the hymn book because we know there are a number circulating. I'm pretty sure that the ones that were circulating already had not gone through the proper copyright process. We approached all those who have commercial copyright on the hymns in our hymn book, and we paid for the copyright license. We probably paid about £2,500 to £3,000 in copyright fees to produce the electronic version. If you've got another version of the electronic hymn book, that probably hasn't happened, and therefore it's probably not a legitimate copy. I'll just share that with you, I'll leave that with you, and yet if you pop onto the Christadelphian website in full confidence, you can download the e-version of the hymn book and enjoy it without the problem of a guilty conscience. This probably won't help you so much here in the States, but the range of Bibles we have is wonderful, actually. Buying a Bible is a very personal thing, isn't it? You want to have a look, you want to feel what it is you're buying here, you want to look at the pages and see what it looks like. And I know that's less easy at a distance, but we do have some pretty impressive Bibles in stock. So please, if you're thinking of investing in a Bible, you need to speak to us. One of our latest projects was to reproduce the interlinear Bible, that's AVRV interlinear, both in ordinary format, in semi-interleaved format, and in fully interleaved format. We did that in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. I cannot see we're going to do that exercise again. We've got about 50 fully interleaved and about 50 semi-interleaved Bibles left. They're quite special, so please, if you are interested, have a word with me and I'll be very happy to talk to you about that. But we're very pleased to offer this service to brothers and sisters because buying a good Bible is not something you do very easily, certainly in the UK. You don't walk into a bookstore on the high street and buy a good Bible these days. It just doesn't happen. The website, novelly called www.thechristadelphian.com. Have you seen our website, brothers and sisters? Well, you're about to. There it is. It doesn't quite show as well on screen. I've not quite got the resolution right. But this is our website. We spent a lot of time redoing our website, hopefully in an effort to try and help you as our customers. And please, certainly as overseas customers, you ought to be looking at this because all our stock is on here. You can shop by type because we sell a range of different material. You can shop by category, so you can go in there and search for books, search for magazines, search for Bibles, search for hymn books, search for gifts, all sorts of things. You could go in there and look at our very extensive range of second-hand books. And we always offer a discount on second-hand books if you're buying a few at a time. So I encourage you to look at the second-hand books. Very extensive range. Someone was asking me, how can you tell if it's a Christadelphian author or a non-Christadelphian author on the second-hand book range? Well, we don't have identifying markers, but each of the books you go on will tell you who published it. So if you find it was published by the Christadelphian Office, the CMPA, or by Testimony or CSSS, that will give you a clue, I think, to the origins of that particular book. And then down here, it's not very clear, but here is our tab taking you to e-books. And here they all are. And you can click on these and download these into your e-readers or whatever it is. And you'll see some of these pale blue ones here. We've gone through the Christadelphian magazine over recent years, and we've identified some of the helpful series that have been done. And we've just lifted the articles out of a series and put them together in e-book format. And there's about 20 of those that you'll find on our website. Lots and lots of books that are pretty cheap to buy because they're just coming to you in e-format. And all the books that we produce these days are coming in that way. So have a look on the website and see some of the different things that we do there. We're coming to the end. We have two wonderful libraries. One of the libraries upstairs is given over to non-Christadelphian works, and it has a lot of titles in there. I wouldn't know exactly, but I guess probably in the building we've got, I look at Tequin, something like 8,000 titles. Tequin, would you say, in our libraries? He's nodding. So it's quite an extensive library. And interestingly, the sister who we've just appointed to join our customer service and sales team is a librarian, and I'm looking forward to her coming to start work with us because we need someone to organise these for us. But they're ever so useful as resources. And when we get organised, I really want to encourage brothers and sisters to come and visit us at the office and use them as a reading resource. I know, again, that's not going to be terribly helpful to you folk, but if ever you're over in the UK, please come and see. Because they are great resources. And we do get one or two coming in to browse the library, but I'd like to make more of that. The table there you can see is where we hold our CMPA meetings, We don't actually hold our coffee time in that library, but we hold it in the other library, which has a seating arrangement just the same. Rather like your ecclesial hall, everybody has their own seats. Nobody told me that, actually, when I arrived, which was awkward. Brother Roger, because this is the format, Brother Roger presides over coffee time, so he sits at the top of the table. And the editor, Andrew, this is your chair. So I sat in the editor's chair, and I drank my coffee dutifully, as one does. New boy in town, I behaved myself. The coffee pot, when it circulates for seconds, for we have two cups of coffee, circulates in order of seniority. Can you believe that? Day two, I thought, I'm not having this. So I went into the room and I sat in someone else's chair. The person whose chair I sat in happened to come in next. They came in, stopped, looked, didn't know what to do, thought it best to go out again. And eventually, we all found our way in and we all found seats. But it caused chaos, brothers and sisters, because I didn't sit in the right seat. One or two little traditions are gradually passing with time, which is nice. And you will appreciate now, there is no seniority as such. We're all individuals around the table, and we've all got things to contribute. And we just pass the coffee pot in a clockwise direction. But there we are. The history of our community is an amusing thing, isn't it? One of the last things we hope to do, brothers and sisters, is finalise our ground floor changes, which we're doing at the moment. Beginning of September, God willing, we've got our shop fitting company coming back in, and they're going to build a small display area. And the purpose of that display area is to show some of the interesting memorabilia that we have in 404 Shaftmore Lane. That's a picture of Brother C.C. Walker's Bible. I think I might have mentioned that earlier in the week. We also have, as I say, Robert Roberts' Bible. If anybody knows of items of that kind which you would like preserving for the community, then we're very pleased to receive them at the Christadelphian office. And we're blessed with sufficient material to make very interesting displays. Some of that is referred to in the anniversary issue of the Christadelphian. You'll be able to see some of the information we got there. That really is Brother Robert's stool. He really did sit on that stool. I don't recommend you do, or else you might get splinters. We have C.C. Walker's stool in the office, and lots of other interesting items. So we're hoping to create a little museum corner, as it were. And I think, brothers and sisters, that's it. The office is a very happy place with very happy people. We love it when you email us. We love it when you phone us up. We love it when you write to us. We love it when you go on our website and order things. And we are very pleased to try and serve you as best we can. And it's always an interesting balance, because you're working with brothers and sisters, which means you're all equal, and all our customers are brothers and sisters, which means they are treating us like brothers and sisters, but yet they expect, you quite rightly expect, a professional service. When you go on to Amazon and you order your book, you know it's going to arrive in 2 days' time, and your credit card will be debited and it'll all go very smoothly. Well, we're trying to do the same. I know we're not an Amazon, but you go onto our website, we're putting your credit card details, we will send you a book within a few days. So we're trying to be professional, and we're trying to provide a good service to our community. And of course, what we're really trying to do is we're really trying to encourage brothers and sisters in their discipleship. We're trying to give glory to the Father. We're trying to encourage brothers and sisters in their walk to the kingdom. And if in some small way we can play a part in that, then we're very happy to.